Okay, so we are learning, we are discussing the incarnations of Lord Krishna from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, third chapter. Okay, so what is that verse? Who knows? Ete chamsha kalapumsa Krishna stu bhagavan swayam Indrari kulam lokam pridayanti yuge yuge. Oh, very good. Some of you are bi-hearted also. Do it once more.
Ete chamsha kalapumsa Krishna stu bhagavan swayam Indrari vyakulam lokam pridayanti yuge yuge.
Very good. Thank you for bi-hearting. This is the Paribhasha Sutra of Srimad Bhagavatam. Very nice. So now, text 10, chapter 3 of Canto 1. Okay, this verse describes Kapila Muni. Not Kapil Dev, who is the cricketer, not that one. This is Lord. Okay. Panchama.
Panchama, Panchama, Panchama.
Kapilo.
Kapilo, Kapilo, Kapilo.
Nama.
Nama, Nama, Nama.
Siddhesha,
Siddhesha, Siddhesha, Siddhesha.
Kala,
Kala, Kala, Kala.
Viplutam,
Viplutam, Viplutam, Viplutam.
Provacha,
Provacha,
Provacha, Provacha.
Suraye,
Suraye, Suraye, Suraye.
Sankhyam,
Sankhyam, Sankhyam,
Sankhyam. Where have you heard this word, Sankhya?
Numbers.
Okay. Any other place?
In Sankhya.
Yes. And some more place you have heard?
Sankhya.
Sankhya. Sankhya, he said number. Yes.
Second chapter.
Very good. Name of second chapter is Sankhya Yoga. Okay. So good. Sankhya philosophy, Sankhya Yoga, numbers. Okay. So, Provacha Suraye.
Provacha Suraye. Provacha Suraye. Provacha Suraye.
Sankhyam,
Sankhyam, Sankhyam, Sankhyam.
Tatva,
Tatva, Tatva, Tatva.
Grama,
Grama, Grama, Grama.
Vinirnayam,
Vinirnayam, Vinirnayam, Vinirnayam,
Vinirnayam.
Panchama Kapilo Nama,
Panchama Kapilo Nama, Panchama Kapilo Nama.
All of you sit properly. This is Kapila Muni. Okay, he is the Lord for who is the personage of knowledge. Okay, so please sit properly and listen. Next time we'll have a circus. Siddhesha.
Siddhesha.
I'm sorry, we will recite the verse. I've already done the word to word. Panchama Kapilo Nama.
Panchama Kapilo Nama. Panchama Kapilo Nama. Panchama Kapilo Nama.
Siddhesha Kala Viplutam.
Siddhesha Kala Viplutam.
Call it is.
Siddhesha Kala Viplutam. Siddhesha Kala Viplutam.
Provacha Suraye Sankhyam.
Provacha Suraye Sankhyam. Provacha
Suraye Sankhyam. Provacha Suraye Sankhyam. Tatva Grama Vinirnayam.
Tatva Grama Vinirnayam. Tatva Grama Vinirnayam. Tatva Grama Vinirnayam.
Panchama Kapilo Nama Siddhesha Kala Viplutam. Provacha Suraye Sankhyam. Tatva Grama Vinirnayam.
Panchama Kapilo Nama Siddhesha Kala Viplutam. Provacha Suraye Sankhyam. Tatva Grama Vinirnayam.
Panchama Kapilo Nama Siddhesha Kala Viplutam.
Provacha Suraye Sankhyam. Tatva Grama Vinirnayam.
Panchama Kapilo Nama
Siddhesha Kala Viplutam. Provacha Suraye Sankhyam. Tatva Grama Vinirnayam.
Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Okay, so please repeat after me. The fifth incarnation.
The fifth incarnation.
Named.
Named.
Lord Kapila.
Lord Kapila.
Is foremost.
Is foremost.
Among.
Among.
Perfected.
Perfected.
Beings.
Beings.
He gave.
He gave.
An exposition.
An exposition.
Of the creative elements.
Of the creative elements.
And metaphysics.
and metaphysics.
To Asuri Brahmana.
For
in course of time. This knowledge.
Had
been lost.
Okay,
so this is we'll see the pastime of Kapila Muni. Okay, so this 1 minute.
Video.
No. That. Yes. Okay. Open this one. It's not here. Okay, fine. It's in the other case. Okay, first I'll tell you the pastime today. Yes.
In the 10th chapter, when Krishna describes his opulence, he says that amongst perfected beings, he is Kapila.
Very good. This is how your thought process should go. Very good. Say Hari Bol
for me.
Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Very good. Now listen to this, all if you sit properly. There was this Muni called Kardama Muni. What is the name?
Kardama Muni.
Yeah. And to him, Brahmaji told to create progeny, that is to create population. So he sat on the banks of river Saraswati for 10,000 years to
create progeny.
No, not to create progeny, to do tapasya. To do tapasya, to be able to do create progeny. So 1 minute. So he Kardama Muni. He did this and listen to this carefully. Kardama Muni did this tapasya and he pleased the Lord. Okay, so then Lord Vishnu, he came on Garuda. Okay, he came on Garuda and it is described how beautiful the Lord was. I'll just read out for you from Srimad Bhagavatam. And this Saraswati river, it encircles a lake called Bindu Sarovar. And how the Bindu Sarovar was formed was by the tears of the Lord. You stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. I'm not going to continue. Stand up. So this on Bindu Sarovar, it is encircled by Saraswati River, and this was formed by the tears of the Lord. Why? Because he was pleased by the he had compassion on Kardama Muni, who was doing this tapasya for progeny. So Kardama Muni, he did this tapasya, and as the Lord came, the Lord is described very beautifully. How Shankh Chakra Gada Padma. And what is the name of the Shankh of the Lord? What is the name of the Lord's Gada? What is the name of the Lord's Gada? Chakra? Gada? Nobody knows.
Something
yes.
No. You should not have this I think.
Miss, I know it's in the Mahabharata.
It's not there in Mahabharata. It's there in Krishna book. It's Kaumodaki. And he was carrying a white lily here. Okay? If you see, I'll show you the picture later. In his one hand, he was carrying a, normally he carries a lotus, but here it is described at this, at different times, the Lord shows different poses. Like for example, there are in some, it's not the same every time, the positions of Shankh Chakra Gada Padma. It changes also depending on the time, place, circumstance. I mean, there are different poses of the Lord. So the Lord was standing on the wings of Garuda and he gave darshan to Kardama Muni for doing his tapasya. Then Kardama Muni, he offered obeisances to the Lord, and the Lord, he told him that in very few, first of all, he was pleased with his tapasya, and in very few days, Swayambhuva Manu, who is the monarch of the earth planet. Okay, the monarch is the king. Monarch is the king. Okay, he was the first Manu. Okay, so he said that he is the, and Swayambhu Manu is very special. One class I'll keep only for Swayambhu Manu. Okay, so Swayambhu Manu, he today for now I'll just connect the story and tell you. So Swayambhu Manu, he will come in few days with his wife. Sit properly. When you are listening to Srimad Bhagavatam, you should sit properly. We are not listening to some Jataka tales or fairy tales or some tinkle or something that. So this, where was I?
Swayambhu Manu
and his wife Shatarupa, they will come with their beautiful daughter Devahuti. Now repeat the names. Shatarupa. The wife is Shatarupa and the daughter is Devahuti. Okay, they will come, and he described Devahuti is very beautiful, and they will come to get her married to you. To Kardama Muni. And when you both will get married, you will produce 9 daughters. And these 9 daughters will get married to 9 sages. And they will produce children. And apart from that, myself, who?
Vishnu.
The Lord himself. I will incarnate as your son. I will come as your son. So this is the blessing the Lord gave. And then the Lord went to Vaikuntha. When the Lord was going to Vaikuntha, that time Kardama Muni, he heard Samaveda. Samaveda is one of the Vedas. That Veda, you know how it was heard? When Garuda flaps his wings, that time Samaveda is heard. So he heard Samaveda when Garuda was... Samaveda is very difficult. When he was... when Garuda flaps his wings, Samaveda is heard. So this Kardama Muni heard. And Garuda, the Lord, they went to Vaikuntha. Then Kardama Muni continued his tapasya. And after a few days, as the Lord had predicted, Swayambhu Manu came on his came with his wife Shatarupa and Devahuti. They came, and Swayambhu Manu, for now I'll just tell a little bit about him. Swayambhu Manu, he's a very great devotee. And Devahuti is the extreme, most beautiful woman. So, but and Swayambhu Manu, he could have married her to any demigod or to any king or to any prince. But where he came to give her to marriage? To Kardama. Kardama Muni just stays in jungles. And because of austerities, you know, he had all beard and all these things. He was not some this thing. And all his hair had become matted. When they do this tapasya for long years, then you know your hair becomes matted. So matted hair, you can, it's like thick, like jata, you know, they say that type. So like that. So Swayambhu Manu, he chose Kardama Muni to get married to his daughter. Not anybody, so many could have chosen, but he chose. Why? Because Kardama Muni is a very great devotee, and he will help Devahuti to go back to Godhead. So this Swayambhu Manu, although he was the Manu, he is one of the Mahajans. What did he do? He came, he mounted from his chariot, he got down, and first what he did Dandavat Pranam to Kardama Muni. And then they both discussed, and then Kardama Muni, he asks, it is etiquette, he asks, like, may I know why you have come? And Swayambhu Manu said that, you know, I have come, please accept my daughter, and I want to give her in marriage to you. So this is the proper way, you know, when your parents get you married. So then he brought her and he told her that you please get married to her. So Kardama Muni also praised. What happened is, Swayambhu Manu said that from the day Devahuti heard about you from Narada, she was attracted to you. And on top of that, Kardama Muni said, "Oh, your daughter, she is so beautiful that it is said that when she was in, normally the princess, they are always protected. The girls are very precious, so they always protect. That's why they all always should be covered. They are very precious. So when she would come even on the terrace for some work sometimes, so it so happened the demigod who was flying in the air, named Vishwavasu, he almost fell down by seeing her beauty. She was so beautiful. There were so many people in line to get married to Devahuti. But Svayambhuva Manu bought, and Kardama Muni also praised Devahuti, and he said, yes, I will obey your order. And they got married. And Svayambhuva Manu, he was feeling very separation, because after a girl gets married, a father feels separation. So he told her, my dear mother, my dear daughter, like that he was telling her. And then his wife Shatarupa, she gave lot of gifts to in the wedding, for the wedding. And then they both left for their abode Bharishmati. Svayambhuva Manu left for his abode Bharishmati. And what happened? Now Devahuti, she was serving her husband very nicely. This is Vedic women. They always serve their husband very nicely. She served so nicely. She didn't say, oh, you're not going for a job, you're not getting that, you're not getting this. She never complained. Huh? And not only that, Kardama Muni was staying in jungle. And she was from the palace. It is described, the walls of the palace of Svayambhuva Manu were made with diamonds and jewels and corals. It's described in Srimad Bhagavatam. She comes from that house. Here she comes in the jungle. And where does he sleep? He sleeps on the floor below the trees. This is how Kardama Muni used to sleep. And she came and she got married to him. She never complained. She was serving him. After it, first of all, he was always busy with Krishna consciousness. Full day he was doing only tapasya. Always was totally absorbed in the Lord, and he was always thinking of the Lord. He didn't know if somebody is there, even if a wife existed or what, he didn't know. He was always focused on the Lord. And what happened? She never complained. And then she would never eat if her husband doesn't eat. If he eats only, she will eat. If he doesn't eat, she will not eat. Like that, so many days went, just like that only. Many years, I would say, because he was focused on his austerities. And because of this, that beautiful Devahuti, in years, she became very thin, and she was not that beautiful because of us. Even she was almost observing this austerity, so she also became weak, and she said that she became emaciated, that is very weak in Bhagavatam. And one day Kardama Muni, he saw, oh, my wife, she has taken so much care of me. I didn't take care of her. I have to take care of her. So he came and he told, my dear wife, you have served me so nicely, so I should also reciprocate. So then tell me what you want. And normally, a woman always wants a child. So then she said, my dear Lord, that is how you address your husband. So she said, my dear Lord, we have children. So then immediately, Kardama Muni, with his yogic powers, he did an aerial mansion, a palace. And that palace I'll describe from Srimad Bhagavatam.
He said he has built a palace for her.
Wait. Not only palace, that palace could fly. And I'll just describe the palace from Srimad Bhagavatam. It was, now listen to this. This is how Prabhupada writes. It was a wonderful structure, bedecked with all sorts of jewels, adorned with pillars of precious stones, and capable of yielding whatever one desired. Whatever you want. Whatever you want, you'll get. It was equipped with every form of furniture and wealth, which tended to increase in course of time. If more guests come, more furniture will come. Whatever you want, more will come. Whatever you desire, it will come. And then after that, The castle was fully equipped with all necessary paraphernalia and it was pleasing in all seasons. Okay, no AC, no heater required. It's pleasing in all seasons. It was decorated all around with flags, festoons and artistic work of variegated colors. It was further embellished with wreaths of charming flowers that attracted sweet humming bees and with tapestries of linen, silk and various other fabrics. Its beauty was enhanced by artistic engravings here and there on the walls. The floor was of emerald with coral daisies. This is how the palace with its yogic powers. How did I tell?
Sit properly.
Give him one at the back, Adarsh, if he doesn't sit properly. So, this is the description. And what? This could fly anywhere. You can fly with the
palace.
So then, when he created this palace, he looked at Devahuti. She looked at the palace, but still she was not so happy. There was some sadness on her face, expression. So Kardama Muni knew that because she became very weak and she became like all her beauty went away because all these days she did austerities. So he immediately created one lake and he told her, my dear wife, you go and take bath in this lake. And she immediately listened to her husband, not like you people. I tell so many times, don't bite your nails till your fingers are always in the... And you are also. I tell so many times, don't sit like this, you sit like this. So then what happened? Devahuti, she immediately listened to her husband and she went to take bath in that
lake.
And in that lake, you know what was there? 1,000 servants. 1,000 maid servants, ladies, to give bath to Devahuti. This all who created? Kardama Muni. By what? By his powers, yogic powers. 1,000 maid servants to give bath to one lady. So she gave bath to Devahuti. They all gave bath to Devahuti. And then when she came out, she was so beautiful, like how she was initially. And then Kardama Muni took Devahuti in that aerial mansion and they started flying. I'll just tell you to which places they went. One minute. Satisfied by his wife, listen to this, he in that aerial mansion, not only on Mount Meru, but in different gardens, they went to, you want to name here the names, this Vaishrambaka, Surasana, Nandana, Pushpabhadraka and Chaitraratya and by the Manasa Sarovar Lake. And then he travelled in that way through the various planets. He could go from one planet to another planet. What a mansion he created. As the air passes uncontrolled in every directions, coursing through the air in that great and splendid aerial mansion which could fly at its will, he surpassed even the demigods. So he went to all these places and then after some time Devahuti, she gave birth to 9 daughters. Like how, who had predicted?
The Lord Vishnu
had protected. So then she gave birth to 9 daughters. And then after that, still she was little bit, she said that, you know, I want a son. So then immediately the Lord, her husband told her that in now you focus on the Lord completely. You pray to the Lord, you do all these prayers. And then after that, immediately, after the Lord himself will come in your womb. So as he had predicted, the Lord, he came in the womb of Devahuti, and then the Lord was born as Kapila Muni. Okay, and when he was born, I'll just read what is written in Bhagavatam, how the situation was. At the time of his descent, his descent is Kapila, because he is the Supreme Lord, H is capital. On the earth, demigods in the form of raining clouds sounded musical instruments. And then the Gandharvas started singing. The Apsaras started dancing. And then at the time of the Lord's appearance, the demigods flying freely in the sky showered flowers. From the Devatas were showering flowers. And all the directions, all the waters and everyone's mind became very satisfied. Shri Kapila Dev Ki.
Jai.
So this is how the Lord Kapila was born. And then after that, after some time, Brahma Ji came to see Kapila Muni. Please don't bite nails. All this is getting recorded, whatever I'm telling. So this Brahma Ji came to see Kapila Muni. At that time, he informed Kardama Muni that after some time that you get your daughters married. So then after that, this he told to Devahuti that your son will instruct you on the science of devotional service. So this all he told, and then after that Kardama Muni hand, on the order of Brahmaji, after Brahmaji left, Kardama Muni got his 9 daughters married. I'll just read the names. His 9 daughters were married to 9 sages: Kala to Marichi, Anasuya to Atri, Shraddha to Angira, Havirbu to Pulastya, Gati to Pulaha, Kriya to Kratu, Khyati to Bhrigu, Arundhati to Vasishta, and Vasishta Muni, and then Shanti to Atharva. So this way all the 9 daughters got married to 9 sages. Okay, and this is how 9 of the sages, they got married. And then Kardama Muni, he went to his wife and he said, he knew that now it is time for him to again go back to the forest to continue his tapasya, austerities. So then one day he went to his son Kapila Muni and he told that, you please take care of your mother. Now I should go to the forest so that I can completely focus on you, because he's a supreme lord. So then Kapila Dev Muni said, don't worry my dear father, you can go ahead, I'll take care of my mother. So then Kardama Muni, he left the house, he left all that palace. You and I were there, we would never leave that palace, isn't it? First of all these days you are staying in jungle. He never used that palace for staying. He stayed in jungle, although he could create that. And then Kardama Muni went and he completely focused on the Lord, always 24 hours chanting the names of the Lord. And then he went back home, back to Godhead. And here, Devahuti, she went to her son and she started asking questions. Who am I? And what is my duty? What is the ultimate goal of life? And all this she started inquiring from her son, because she knew her son is the not an ordinary person, he is the supreme personality of Godhead. And he started describing all the things, the full science of devotional service, and that is called Sankhya philosophy. He described the Sankhya philosophy, and then after she completely understood, very beautiful chapters, there are many chapters in this to understand Sankhya philosophy. And she understood Sankhya philosophy, and then after that her son, he told, now I've explained to you everything. And then he also left her. He left, he went to northeast. Now Devahuti was alone in that palace. The maid servants were there and all that, walls bedecked with all the things were there. So she was staying there. And after that, she was completely 24 hours, she was chanting the names of the Lord and engaged in the Krishna conscious bhajan all the time. And then after that, she also ended her life, I mean in a Krishna conscious way. So that place, that's called Siddhapada. And your Kapila Muni, he went to the northeast and still he continues to do his tapasya there. And so this is and there was an imposter Kapila. When another Kapila came, he is called imposter Kapila. He brought another, he can say that he is duplicate Kapila, he is not this Kapila. This Kapila gave us Sankhya philosophy, that imposter Kapila, he gave all wrong philosophy. So Srila Prabhupada says, we should not take that philosophy. Shri Kapila Dev Ki.
Yes.
And also in Bindu Sarovar, I wanted to mention how the Bindu Sarovar was. This Lake Bindu Sarovar was adorned by flowering trees, such as Kadamba, Champaka, Ashoka, Karanja, Bakula, Ashana, Kunda, Mandara, Kutaja and young mango trees. And apart from that, the air was filled with the pleasing notes of Karandava ducks, plovers, swans, ospreys, waterfowl cranes, chakravakas and chakoras. So this is about the Bindu Sarovar Lake. Shri Kapila Muni Ki.
Yes.
Okay, so that was the pastime of Kapila Muni.